2.7.
Welcome to Business Today, where we bring you the best advice from the best business people of our day. Today, we're talking with entrepreneur Nick Graff, owner of 7 successful startup companies. Welcome, Nick.
Thanks, Jenny. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, let's talk about your success. 7 successful companies. That's the stuff that entrepreneurs' dreams are made of. How did you get here? Have you got any secrets to share?
Well, Jenny, I have to say no. I'm sorry to say I don't have any secrets. I wish I did. The truth is, I failed a lot and got rejected a lot. I have 7 successful companies now, but when I look back, I see 20 or so other companies or ideas that failed. So, maybe the first piece of advice is to not be afraid of failure.
Really? So you failed a lot. That's something I hear from a lot of business people.
I would say one thing that helped me is something I learned quite late. And that is, you have to have people around you to encourage you. When you're an entrepreneur, you're doing something that hasn't been done before. And there are a lot of people, probably people who love you very much, who are going to say, "No, don't do that. Be careful." They don't want to see you take a risk.
But the risk is part of doing business.
Yes, exactly. So try to spend time with people who, well, spend time with the people who say no too. Obviously, if it's your husband or wife or mother or father, but, you know, also find people who understand what business is like and will tell you, yes, go for it. If you only hear the negative side, that will influence your decisions to the point where you won't get anywhere and will give up. After I learned this lesson, I started having success after success.
So it's more about encouragement.
Yes. And I also found a mentor, a person who was already successful who could help me along and give me specific advice. For example, I have a real estate business, and I found a mentor who already had a successful real estate business and could help me navigate the ins and outs of the business. I benefited from what she had already learned and was able to avoid a lot of mistakes.
Thanks, Nick. That's some great advice for our listeners.